This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. Vietnam says it has discovered a new coronavirus variant that's a hybrid of strains first found in India and the UK. The Vietnamese health minister made the announcement Saturday. He said scientists examined the genetic makeup of the virus that had infected more than patients recently and found the new version. He said lab tests suggested it might spread more easily than other versions of the virus. The minister says the new variant could be responsible for a recent surge in Vietnam. In the last few weeks, the country has confirmed around 3,500 new cases and 12 deaths, increasing the country's total death toll to 47. More U.S. cities and states are shrugging off lingering COVID-19 restrictions as vaccination rates rise and the number of infections fall. Massachusetts lifted its mask mandate and restrictions on businesses Saturday. In New York City and Chicago, officials reopened public beaches. Other states, including Minnesota, Virginia, and New Jersey, have recently lifted pandemic restrictions. It's one of more signs of progress that reflects increasingly positive health data. Federal health officials say about half of the country has received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Leading the nation is the state of Vermont, where nearly 70% of the population has received at least one dose. Hundreds of protesters took to the streets of Sao Paulo, Brazil, on Saturday to protest against the president, Jair Bolsonaro, blaming him for overseeing one of the world's deadliest coronavirus outbreaks. Brazilians have grown increasingly irate at the slow pace of Brazil's vaccine rollout, which has been blighted by a few vaccines to inoculate the country's 210 million people. As of Saturday, Brazil has registered 16.4 million virus cases and nearly 460,000 deaths. This is VOA News. An Iranian-flagged tanker seized by Indonesia in January over the suspected illegal transfer of oil has been released, according to an Indonesian official. A spokesman for the Indonesian Coast Guard said the Iranian-flagged tanker, the MT Horse, was released on Friday after a court decision earlier in the week. The court ruled the vessel could leave Indonesia while the captain would be subject to a two-year probation without any fines. Iran state broadcaster said the vessel had resumed its mission before returning home. It had been detained in Indonesia waters since January 24th. Tehran, under harsh U.S. sanctions that mainly target its oil exports, has been accused of concealing the destination of its oil sales by disabling tracking systems on its tankers. The remains of 215 children, some as young as 3 years old, have been found buried on the site of what was once Canada's largest Indigenous residential school. First Nations Chief Roseanne Casimir says the remains were confirmed last weekend with the help of ground-penetrating radar. More bodies may remain and could be found. An earlier report by a Truth and Reconciliation Commission detailed harsh mistreatment inflicted on Indigenous children at the institutions. It said at least 3,200 children had died amid abuse and neglect, and it said it had reports of at least 51 deaths at the Kamloops School alone between the years 1915 and 1963. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his former fiancée, Carrie Simmons, married Saturday in a small private ceremony in London, according to UK newspapers. Johnson's office declined to comment on reports in the Mail on Sunday and The Sun. The couple wed at the Roman Catholic Westminster Cathedral in front of a small group of friends and family. The Sun said senior staff in Johnson's 10 Downing Street office were unaware of the wedding plan. Under current coronavirus restrictions in England, weddings can be attended by a maximum of 30 people. Johnson is 56 and Simmons is 33. She's an environmental campaigner, and they announced their engagement in February of last year. They have one son together, one-year-old Wilfred. And again, recapping our top story, Vietnam now says that it has discovered a new coronavirus variant that's a hybrid of strains found in India and the UK. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.